Blog Talk Radio.
It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. You know how we do it, Big Stu Radio. Got my partner in crime in the building, Drinks on Rizzos.
What the deal, what the deal, what the deal, Big Stu? Everything good?
We're going to
be
good,
doing
man.
It up today. You know how it is on a fresh Monday morning. We're going to be
Mad
doing
Stu.
How we doing with the drinks. You know we're going to be doing the entertainment report. You know how we do, Stu. What's up, Stu? How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. You know, it's snowing. It's kind of breezy, messed up out there, man. Kind of fucked up out there, man. But, you know, I'm all good, man. I made it here to the studio with you, man, so I'm doing good, man. You know what I mean?
That's right, too, man. Word up, man. It's snowing outside and everything, man. But, yo, tell the people who we got today in the building with us, man.
Oh, man, we got my boy Medallion in the building, man. What's good? All the way from Chi-Town. What's good, famo?
Man, how you doing? How you doing? What's good, NYC? What up, DJ Stu?
What's the deal, man? Got my man Drinks on Russ in the building with me. We definitely be filling the joint, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. I put a lot of work into that song. Definitely.
Now, let me ask you, man, how long you been doing your thing grinding?
I've been grinding like for a long time, probably like since like 16, something like that. I believe 16. I've been grinding for a minute.
Who are some of the cats that influenced you, man?
Tupac, Kanye West, Michael Jackson, Temptations, a lot of Bobby Womack, a lot of old school people, actually.
Now, are you originally from Chi-Town, or, you know, you just moved there? How did you?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely from Chi-Town. Yeah, from Chi-Town, west side of Chicago. Came up on the west side, born on the south side, but came up on the west side.
No doubt. Now, your sound, man, is like a little different than what's coming out of Chicago now, man. What you say you bringing different than a lot of cats out there?
Basically, a lot of people from the, no diss to the South, but a lot of rappers from the Chicago sound like the South. And I'm definitely trying to bring back the Chicago sound, you know. If you hear the song, beat that back, you hear the soulful sample sped up in the background. And I'm trying to bring back that soulful sound. And, I put a little bounce to it, but I'm trying to bring back, you know, the soulful music.
That's what's up, man. Like, you know, when you definitely got this definitely good sound. I was checking it out. Like, do you feel that hip-hop is missing originality these days?
Yes, definitely. Actually, it's hard to turn on the radio now. Turning on the radio and everybody sound the same, and you don't know, you can't tell who the person is because they all sound the same. It's like I can't do it. I'll be honest, I can't even listen to the radio these days.
No, and now check this. Now, the crazy part about it is, like, there's a lot of, like, crazy violence going on in the Chicago hip-hop scene and all that, but you seem to kind of be like a fresher breath of air when I listen to your joints. Like, how do growing up in the streets of Chicago, like, reflect in your music for you?
Man, you know, coming up in Chicago is very hard. Sometimes it's like you get forced to be in a gang. You know, you could get jumped anytime. It's crazy. Like, you could get shot anytime. The school you go to, I came up in one of the worst schools in Chicago, Crane High School. And if you wasn't fighting, I don't know what to tell you. You know, and it's like, for me, basically, you know, I had my era as a kid, and I wanted to be something I wasn't, you know, and be in the streets. But, man, like, later on in life, man, I found myself, man. And like my uncle told me, man, you got to be a man before a gangster, you know. So that's what I'm trying to run with right now.
No doubt. I feel that, man. I definitely feel that. So I take it you've been through some ups and downs, you know, even before your music career, behind the scenes of your music career.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been a struggle to get where I'm at right now, you know, been through a lot of management, groups, you know, people stealing my music right now as we speak. I turn on the radio and I hear somebody who was in the studio with me and his music sounds just like mine. The song I show him, you know, a couple of days in the studio. It's crazy, man. But you know what? You know, you just keep grinding and keep going hard and nobody can't stop you.
Now, what do you do to avoid being part of that, like, rap, hip-hop beef that's, like, kind of look like, you know, when you be over here in New York, that's what you see, you know, because that's what kind of gets promoted to us. Now, what do you do? Because your music definitely sounds more positive and you know, more more keeping hip-hop alive. What do you do, like, to stay away from cats that might hate on your music or something because you're not rhyming or sounding like them?
Definitely, for me, I just stay focused on the music, you know. I don't focus on that. Negativity, you know, I just stay focused on the music, keep working on my craft and keep getting better, because the music will, the talent will overpower anything. That's how I feel.
Now, are you working on an album or something right now, like, you know, are you in the works or putting the album or a mixtape out?
Yeah, I'm dropping my EP soon. I don't know what day, but it's coming soon, probably this summer. It's done already. I might put some more stuff to it, but it's done, and I'm just getting a lot of stuff ready. But when it drops, it's a good, great CD, Ghetto Poetry. I want everybody to download when it come out. Definitely.
Who are some of the cats that, you know, work with you on the production and some of the cats that, you know, you might have did some collabos with?
That's a crazy question right there. Actually, I make my own beats. Every beat everything on my EP, I made Beat That Back, you know, I made that track. The other songs you probably going to play today, I made those tracks too. And basically, I've been featuring myself, but I'm looking forward to featuring with somebody soon. But right now, I've been really I write to most of my music, all my music, right after I make the beat.
I hear that.
Oh yeah, shout out to my boy D Meeks. I apologize. He's on Beat That Back. Second verse, matter of fact. Excuse me. Shout out to D Meeks, man.
Now, you got that joint, Stop My Bay?
Yeah.
What's the inspiration behind that?
You got that lady you care about so much, and then, you know, like, no matter what you do, she got your back, and nobody can't stop her. You know, when she get dressed, her high heels on, you know the deal, man. You know, that girl, nobody can't stop her. Ain't no girl out there better than her, you know? So that's how I came up with that song, speaking of somebody special I know.
Okay, that's what's up. We got my man Medallion in the building, definitely all the way from Chi-Town. We're going to get into this joint, Stop My Bay. We're going to come back and keep kicking it with the homie. Beach Through Radio, you know how we do it. We go real big for the stars.
Yeah. Stop my baby. Yeah. For my 80s, baby.
Not my baby.
Yeah, yeah. Just ride with me. Ride with me. Yeah.
My
love for you is like hip hop, but you stole me like a crook.
Yeah.
To them other girls, it's verses, but you see, you got me hooked. She is show out, so you know I got a book. Made her crash, cheated on her, but you see, she overlooked. Yeah, you know the deal.
Yeah.
Red bottom heels.
Uh-huh.
Gotta fix her hair.
Gotta
fix a nail.
No.
She might beat your ass if you all up in my grill. I'd be like, hold on, baby, chill. For real. Damn.
Girl, I put this on my life. I said, girl, I put this on my life. Girl, you got me so damn high. Girl, you looking so damn fly. I said, can't nobody stop my bag.
Yeah.
I said, can't nobody stop my baby. I said, can't nobody stop my bag. I said, can't nobody stop.
Something like a Grammy, you something I would cherish. When I hear that she be shaking, she say she embarrassed. Took her to the barbershop, you know she got some leverage. I tell her she my girl, long as she don't go with Jared. We can live together, baby, we can move to Paris. You know I go dumb when she start talking about marriage. You can have my trust, I give you love, give you passion. You can have my heart till the church close the casket.
Girl, I put this on my life.
Yeah.
I said, girl, I put this on my life. Girl, you got me so damn high. Girl, you looking so damn fly. I said, can't nobody stop my bae. I said, can't nobody stop my bae. I said, can't nobody stop my bae.
Yeah.
I said, can't nobody stop my bae.
Let me see you hit the flow. Let me see you drop it low. Enough of Maryland, we need more of Maya Angelou. Sex so incredible, damn, he's so intangible. I tell her put her work aside and pull her penny to the side. She love it when I get inside, rub it on her inner thighs. She already know the drill, ain't no need to act surprised. I pick her up like I weigh 250 pounds. I give it a pound, you know I clown when I hear that moaning sound. You know I beat it back when I'm hitting it. When I touch down, she know what it is. It's hard for me to pull out when I'm in that shoe. This is for my people, we know got some kids.
Girl, I put this on my
girl, I put this on my life.
Girl, I put this on my life.
Girl, I put this on my life.
Girl, you got me so damn
high. Girl, you got me so damn
high. Girl, you looking so damn high. nobody stop my baby. I said, can't nobody stop my baby. I said, can't nobody stop my baby. I said, can't nobody stop my baby.
Girl, it's just me and you. None of them other girls matter. Only one truth. We won.
Yeah. We're in the building. That's a hot joint. Can't nobody stop my bae. It's my man Medallion in the building. We got Drinks on Rust in the building. We all in the building. Now, let me ask you, if you had a chance to work with some producers and some artists to get featured on your joint, who would be some of the people that you would like to work with?
You know, I'm gonna say Yeezy. That'd be the first one. Lupe Fiasco, J. Cole. I believe probably like Beyonce. I hope I get that one day. I'm looking for more soulful people, man. You know. Definitely.
Now, if you had yourself to change anything in the hip hop game right now, man, what would it be?
Woo! I'd change the trap music out. You know, not T.I. trap music, you know. But I'd take the trap music out and the drill music. Oh, my God. I can't take it no more, man.
Take your turn up and all that?
you know, I love 808s, but like I was watching an interview with Tim, and like he was saying, man, the 808s, they overdoing the 808s. You think you could just put some hi-hats in a beat and some 808s, and you think you got a smash beat. I hate that. Nobody put their, you know, heart into their music no more.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel hip-hop is in a good place? Like,
Not right now. I feel like hip-hop is dying because people is worried about the wrong things right now, more about their Twitter followers instead of the music. You know, that's how I feel, definitely.
Yeah, that's crazy that you say that, because you're kind of right. Like 2-3 years from now, man, where would you want to? What would you like to be at?
2-3 years from now, I want to be on top of the game. I want to have the number one spot. You know, I work hard for that, and I think that'd be the biggest. That's where I want to be, definitely. I want that number one spot, whoever I got to take out for that spot. So I'm coming for it.
Now, one thing we've been asking rappers, man, you know, and MCs and lyricists and DJs, man, we've been asking them, man, what do you feel about the legalization of marijuana?
Everybody do it. You can't stop the person. You know, you can't stop people from doing it. They gonna do it anyway. And you may as well. The world already messed up. We can't save it.
Now, on that note, we gonna get into the Bob Marley joint, man. What was the inspiration behind that joint?
Now, this song right here, man. This is a exclusive for you. This definitely. I sent this to you. I ain't sending this to no other DJ. I had to.
That's what's up.
And it's the DJ Biggs too, definitely. Bob Marley basically telling me I want to go down in history as one of the greatest, just like Bob Marley. And basically, I just felt like I had to take out a couple of rappers on this song, so it was one of them songs I had to just show everybody my lyrical side.
Wow, that's what's up. So we're going to get into the joint. You heard it here first. Beach Through Radio, this is the Bob Marley. This is a super, super exclusive. We're going to get into this joint by my man Medallion, Bob Marley. Let's do it, y'all.
Well, Rastafari is Earth Right for Ruler. And you cannot turn a Rasta or become one. You have to be one from creation.
Turn my headphones up.
Hold up, let me catch myself. Don't drown, but catch your breath. Mr. Jack.
expect me to rap, cause you see mother, I don't need no help. Hada, I'm a dog with it, pass the rock, I'm a ball with it. Kill them all, even no winners, if she going, we can all hit it. I work, you work, we can all get it. Hits after hits, why Ben did it? Why people tryna act like I hit the shit? They want me to stop, better take these clips. Uncle rappers got the hurt to pick, no tombstone, don't mean this. She's rapping slaves, don't want to ship. I got the same fella when I heard this. It's that Tupac, that's John Lennon, that's Michael Jackson, that's Bob Marley. Rapping soft, these rappers sorry, I'm the chosen one like a rock safari. Set it down like the government, I was already on with no bus. You still hating, you suckin', you still grinding, you fuck you. Let's do it. New Beatle like Paul McCartney. Rad the blue just like a holler. In the rain like Matt Hardy. I'm going down that Bob Marley. Going down that Bob Marley. I'm going down that Bob Marley. Girls hit the floor when I hit the party. Yeah, I'm going down that Bob Marley. All my killers got killers, like every block got dealers, like every church got sinners. Beat your chest, gorilla. Act like we don't have drillers. Y'all can't see me the hella. You know I'm a go-getter. Know I got ass, but think I need an inhaler. Boy, I'm a winner, I'm a good fella. Rest in peace, J. Della. Shut down, heavy hitter. Name one, one, that's Rilla. Name one rapper, that's Ella. Want a bad, bad Brianna. Want a white girl like Hannah. Head a heart, not light, like Anna. Don't make me go get the goat. Now the bandana, bandana, I'm winning. Put a contract on your block. That Bruce Lee, that karate chop. King Mo when I hold the goat. I mean one shot, I make a new box. Drop this, I'ma change the game. Y'all fucked up when y'all say my name. Let him act crazy, let him act insane. That tummy cold like Martin Payne. Let's do it. New beater like Paul McCartney. Rap the boot, just like a Harley. In the ring like Matt Hardy. I'm going down that Bob Marley. Going down that Bob Marley. I'm going down that Bob Marley. Girls hit the floor when I hit the party. I'm going down that Bob Marley. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? Harass myself? And tell myself, put me down so I gas myself. They want me to go crazy and stab myself. They tell me, take it to the roof, you can hang yourself. We already slaves in the mass, so we hung ourselves. Feeling like Pac, gonna trust myself. I'm the only one who can fuck myself. Yeah, look, go fuck yourself. Y'all don't love me, I love myself. I love myself. Y'all don't love me, I love myself. I don't need no vest, we can go one-on-one. Ever wanna flex? New Beatle like Paul McCartney. Rad the boot just like a Harley. In the ring like Matt Hardy. I'm going down as Bob Marley. I'm going down as Bob Marley. I'm going down as Bob Marley. Girls hit the floor when I hit the party. I'm going down as Bob Marley.
Again, I'm Gary Anderson for CCTV, and with me today is Bob Marley of Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Hot joint, hot joint. Track is fat. Definitely a fat track, bro.
Thank you, thank you. I worked hard on that one. Thank you.
Definitely going to be bumping that one. That joint is hot. Now, how do you transformate from being a producer and a rapper to your own stuff? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of cats say, man, I can't do them both. How do you find the time to do them both and then do the independent thing and promoting your stuff like that?
I was just talking to my manager today. He was telling me I had to calm down because my mind be moving so fast. Like the producing side, you know, most of the time I make my beats first and I make sure I got some hitters on me first, and then when I pick out my beats and pick out the good beats, I go in the writing process, stop making beats, and I just write. Or I make a beat, and while I'm making the beat, I start writing while I'm making the beat before I finish it. So that's how it goes.
Mm.
And the promotion side, that's the part that be killing me, but I'm getting out there. I'm moving right now, so everything moving fast right now.
Now, I know you're probably out there doing shows. Have you opened for anybody that we might know?
I own King Louie, and right now we talking about opening up T-Pain on April 12th. I'm supposed to be opening up for him, and I believe a couple of most shows lined up for me right now, but that's the one I know about right now.
That's what's up. Now, King Louis, he's kind of blowing up right now. How did you feel? You know, how was that? What was that experience like?
Watching King Louis, his success, you know, he was in Chicago grinding for a minute, and, you know, I watch him grind when nobody even know him. Now he's the man out here, man. He holding Chi-Town down, man. Definitely.
No doubt. Now, do you find it better to be an independent artist, more better for you, or do you think it's better to be with a label or it's better to be independent?
Independent. Independent because, you know, me making my beats, writing my own songs, you know, that money going to come back beautiful. That's how I look at it. And, yeah, you know, you get the – I believe you could build your own label, you know, get a distribution deal. I definitely go independent, definitely.
Now, like, is there anything that you can tell an up-and-coming artist, man, like, that's out there that want to follow your footsteps? Is there anything you could tell them and any advice you could give them?
First step is, man, for me, man, I hardly drink, and I can't count on my fingers how many times I've been in a club last year. That's the only thing I can tell you. It's hard work. Grind while everybody playing around, and when people laying their head down every night, you up grinding. You should not even want to sleep. That's the only thing I can say. You got to want it, cause it's somebody up and they trying to take your spot. Definitely.
Now, you know, we touched up on a lot of things. If there's anything out there, man, that you feel you need to tell the world about Medallion, you know what I'm saying, and your movement and everything you about ready to bring, you know what I'm saying? Take the time out and tell the world, man, before we get into your joint.
Definitely check me out on Instagram at Medallion88 and Twitter. You can follow me, and you can follow me, add me on Facebook, excuse me. You can definitely go to my website, www.ghettopoetry.com. Basically, and wait for that EP, and I'll be on 24-hour hip-hop on website probably like the next month. Just got a call. They picked me to be on the website, so I appreciate the love, definitely.
No doubt, man. So you got the joint Beat That Back, you know what I'm saying? We probably don't have to ask you too much on what's the inspiration on that, but just in case it means something else, let's just ask you anyway.
I was just talking about this, like what I was saying. Man, keep it real, Big Stu, man. Every man got to go home and beat that back, man. If you don't beat that back, your girl going to somebody else. That's it, man. When I made this beat, you know, when I made this beat, what you saying?
Now, I said, you know, when I looked at the song title, I said, you know, I usually ask you what's the inspiration. I said, this one is an easy one, but I'm still going to ask them anyway.
Right. You know, making a beat, chopping up the, you know, the sample and putting snares and stuff. And when I put the claps in, I just started saying, beat that back. And, you know, the song came, and I ran with that, and I threw my boy D Meeks on it. He's doing this thing, check him out. So we went to the studio, recorded the song, and it was history. After that, I knew it was a hit, man. I knew it was a killer. Definitely.
That's what's up, man. It's definitely banging. Well, your brother, man, I want to thank you, man, for taking your time out, man, and coming through, man, and showing us that love. You definitely got a home here. We're going to be playing your joints. And, you know, we already got you in rotation for Beat That Bat. Definitely like that Bob Marley joint. Definitely exclusive. We're going to be bumping that. Don't be surprised to find yourself on the DJ Big Stu mixtape out there. The joint
Appreciate it. No doubt, man.
But definitely, man, we're going to get into that joint, Beat That Back. We want to thank Medallion for being in the building, man. We appreciate you, boy. We wish you the best of luck, famo.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, man.
So let's do that, y'all. We in the building. We for the stars, Beat Stu Radio. This is my man Medallion with that hot joint, Beat That Bad, baby.
Turn up. This for my high high heels, sundresses, tight jeans and them tight leggings. Play hard, she keep me guessing. She talking shit every time we texting. I'm working hard, could you see I'm stressing? Keeping nasty every time we texting. Take it off, I wanna see you naked. Hit it in the mirror, you can see me flexing. Hold on, let me take it slow. I love that smell with that dimple. I love it when you let the thong line show. And then you hit the flow, then you hip roll. Shout out to my ghetto girls with them boys shorts and that tank top. Shout out to the girls that talk a lot, but when you take it deep, they tell you to stop. Give me the signal when I hit the spot. Pop a bra when I'm in the slot. Then I kiss the neck, then I kiss the back. Then I lift the dress so you should know what's next. You know I beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that back.
Not one, not one, not two, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight. With so many hoes, who do I choose? All of them bad, so a nigga can't lose. But I got a question for y'all. Do you have rules? Cause I like my hoes by the twos. Add me in, it's a three. If you love D, then you gotta say me. Ain't talking about the rest, but can I get a church? Be killing that pussy well, can I get a hearse? When I'm buzzed, I'm clutch like a purse. Game so tight, I'm such a jerk. Send my jeans so my feelings never hurt. Looking for a shit, then we might not work. I'm all about the puss, don't care about your look. Fucked a couple times, that's all it really took. She all on my dick, man, got this bitch hooked. She said I sold her heart, now I'm looking like a crook, crook, crook. And these hoes try to get between us, making my dick a motherfucking genius. But I'm all about the sack, nigga, while I hit it from the back.
You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that back.
Did you see I'm fly than I ever been? You can bring a friend, we can get it in. You a bad bitch, you a super 10. Drink a Red Bull while I'm slipping in. Goddamn, your body so heaven sent. You a freak, why you act so innocent? She say she in love with the president. The way she pop and make a nigga pay a rent. It like them McCord, you would think I invented. I keep my head down like I fix her engine. I come if it's good, I admit it. I get it, I get it, don't stop till I finish. I hit it for hours, she coming in minutes. I see her legs shaking, I know that I'm winning. I take it real deep so I know that she feel it. She tell me I'm in it, I know that I'm in it.
Bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my man Medallion in the building. Definitely doing this thing all the way from Chi-Town. Definitely got some fire, Russ. You know what I mean? Definitely a new
sound. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. Shout out to Medallion and everything like that, doing what he does and everything like that. But what's going on, Big Stu? What's going on?
The Super Bowl, man. That shit seemed rigged yesterday. What's up with that moment? Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, man, the Super Bowl was kind of crazy. I mean, it was, the Super Bowl. I mean, from the minute that safety went on, the game, it just took the whole game off. I mean, that 2 points just took the whole game off.
But you know that what bugged me out is that son, they kind of like, scored more than just that safety, son. They were scoring every time they got the ball almost, man.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like two championship teams was playing in the Super Bowl. It seemed like a college team was playing a pro team or a college team was playing a high school team.
Yeah, you're right.
What you feel
right
about it, Russ?
Did I put money on it? No. Speaking of putting money on it, your boy Floyd Mayweather claimed that he ain't put no money on it first. He had posted that put $10 million on it. Then comes back, he ain't put the $10 million on it. But that was the most wackest Super Bowl I ever saw. It wasn't wackest. It was boring. I mean, like, after the first quarter, people was leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was definitely kind of wild, kind of boring, kind of funny. But I laughed at it because, you know, the best thing about it was actually Bruno Mars. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, he seemed to be the best thing about it.
Yeah, true. And he, I give it to him, he's a performer. You know, like, after watching him and the way he was growing up out in Hawaii, his family raised him on African-American music and everything like that, he's a good singer. I give it to him. He's a very good singer.
Mm-hmm.
I will give it to him. He's a very good singer.
He showed a little talent, too, playing the drums in the beginning, doing a little James Brown dance. He put on a good show. The last couple of halftime shows haven't been that well, you know what I'm saying? You had Madonna, you had Beyonce, and then you had a Janet Jackson thing with Justin.
Oops.
You know, it hasn't, huh?
Boobs. Boobs. More boobs. We had so much malfunction with the last couple of Super Bowls that Bruno Mars, he did do good, but what about that other, who was that, the Chili Peppers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers that was with them?
Yeah, them boys is hot, though. They have some hot beats, though. You know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers was that rock and roll group that had some hot tracks, man. They had a few hot tracks, man.
My man came out shirtless.
Those old dudes, man. They ain't no young dudes, man. You don't remember Red Hot Chili Peppers? They had them some old dudes, you know?
I remember Red Hot Chili Peppers, but the reason why I brought it up, my man came out with their shirt, the men's spandex pants and shorts.
Did you see
the spandex pants?
Yeah, I seen that. You know, the rock and roll people like that.
Yeah.
The rock and roll people, they dig that. You know, that's something that they dig. You know what I mean? They, you know, they like that look. And you know, but you heard how they was rocking them beats, though, live, playing it. When they stepped up, that beat was pumping. Give it away now. And they was pumping that beat,
right.
You know?
That's right. Couldn't
front on that beat. They was bumping it. That's live music. I mean, you know, that's what's missing from music today because, you know, back in the 70s, man, dudes, bands, there wasn't no sampling. The equipment was different. So, yo, man, when you had a drummer, you had a real drummer. When you had a bass player, you had a serious bass player. Now you get synthesized sounds that come from a keyboard, but, you know, a keyboard that play guitar, a keyboard that play sax, a keyboard that play those sounds. It doesn't be the same as when dudes was in the booth, in the old school mic booth with the band right behind them, like Motown days. And you know what I'm saying?
Yes, 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 indeed. I definitely understand what you're saying. But it was all good, but the man Peyton Manning, like some of them after the game was going out to different clubs and was getting turned away at some of these clubs because they lost. And the way that they lost, they was getting turned away at some of the clubs last night, and I really felt sorry for Peyton Manning because I'm not going to lie, like I told you before, I'm a New York fan, but being that we done lost, I had Peyton Manning to win because I wouldn't mind seeing him win. But things didn't turn out the way that they turned out. So, hey, he lost, and he looked like he wanted to cry. He looked like, some of the people that was on the team he didn't even throw to, like Decker. What's going on, B? He ain't even try to get to Decker. It's just like, I remember Peyton Manning did things like that when he was down with the Colts. I didn't believe that he was still doing stuff like that. And I thought the fix was in early. Man. I saw, man. What's going on, man? Is Pops over the bookies or something? What's going on, man?
That's one of them games they need to investigate. I don't mean to say, not to take nothing for the Seahawks. Seahawks look like they played they was playing. I don't think they was down with it. Not to take nothing from them, but yeah, man, it looked like
and like
things out.
Peyton Manning got on the phone and was talking to people, and I'm wondering, yo, man, is they telling him what's really going on? Are they just telling him to just do what they're doing? It's just like from the beginning of the game, it just looked kind of shady. Like they wasn't doing what we saw them do for the last 16 games. They wasn't doing it.
How many? How can I say it? Interceptions that dude threw yesterday.
At least 2 to 3. One, homeboy ran it in. Another one that homeboy hit his arm and it landed to the other guy. That's when the guy on his team couldn't run up to go catch the ball. The guy was behind him from Seattle. He caught the ball. That was 2. I would say about 3, man. I would say about
now,
3.
Now, another crazy part, this dude ran it all the way back from damn the end zone, man. How that happened?
Another thing, he was supposed to kick the ball there at like 2 yards. Why he throw the ball? Why didn't he do a running play to get those 2 yards? And then it seemed like every time they got down, like, in the red zone, it's like they collapsed every time they got down in the red zone. Like, yo, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? There was a safety. It was a fumble. An interception was the first 3 times they got the ball. Things just didn't look right yesterday, man. It looked just shady, man. It just didn't look right to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the Seattle players. If y'all look on my Facebook page, I had a toast of the White Henny up on my Facebook and my Instagram page, saluting all of the Seattle players. Y'all won fair and square, but it looked as shady for
Justin
Denver.
Bieber, they wasn't the only ones. Justin Bieber got turned down in a couple of clubs last night, too. He had to sneak into a club. They caught him sneaking into a club because no club wanted to let him in last night. I find that strange.
Okay.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan, no matter how drunk she got and crashed, clubs still let her in. But Justin Bieber, they doing something different with Justin, man. They said he went to like 5 clubs last night, and everybody refused to let him in.
Wow.
He's starting problems in parties like that? Like he's really trying to thug it out like that?
Yeah,
he's starting
right.
Partying in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Harlem. I think he'll stop thumbing it out. Because, you know, he's thumbing it out in them plush, some 5-star clubs.
I wish I would see him hanging out up here.
Let him go thug out in the club in Harlem, Brooklyn, the Bronx, or someplace in Compton. You know, he's going to California and going to these, when he's not going to real place. Let him go to someplace in Compton or something. As a matter of fact, they got some ghetto clubs in Vegas. Or let him go to Atlanta and go to some clubs. Or go to Washington, D.C. and go to some clubs and thug out like that. You know, I mean, he really want to do it. You know what I mean? Go ball with the real ballers. Yeah, that's one thing you say about Puff and them. Puff, real, all the rap dudes, they'll be in the hood spots once in a while. You know? You hear him,
yeah.
Real Puff and them came through this one. You know, that's how it is. So just be, if you wanna chill, because Usher ain't going to go in those type of spots unless he's in Atlanta. He ain't going to go in those type of spots. But, you know, you want to go rock, son? Come on down. We take you to some clubs, bro. Let you go get your little, get your joints right, man. See if it's real like that.
Yeah, you're right. You 100% right, man. Word up. You 100% right, man. But something else I wanted to talk about too, up here tonight too. You know, Nelson Mandela, he passed. Oh, hold up. This is what I wanted to talk about before we talk about Nelson Mandela. You know, your man Puff Daddy just now, they claim that your man Puff Daddy just now got engaged to Cassie.
To Cassie?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
And they got pictures of her. Say it again?
They say that every 2 years.
Yeah, but they got Cassidy and Gideon Gage, you know, the Bad Boy Mobile. He had posted up on his Instagram of Cassidy And Catherine. she was seen wearing a big rock. And then on Sunday, singer Keisha Cole had posted on her Instagram a picture of her and Cassidy, who was wearing a nice rock on her finger. So they saying that her and Puffy got engaged.
Well, you know, he's been holding her. That's been his woman for a while now. People don't know. She's been his girl for a while. It ain't nothing new. She's been his girl for some years already. And, you know, they was already saying some things like they were supposed to be getting married, you know, but that's his real woman, you know, even though they say, oh, he's been with this. But you know how the industry made it where he couldn't do what he do. So I guess that's
you're
what
right. He did. Had to clear up some things before he could do what he do. But on another note, Have you seen Love and Hip Hop The Reunion?
I've seen a little bit of it, but let's get into it. I actually seen a little bit of it. I heard a few crazy things happen, but I didn't get to see it all.
Man, they got a lot of crazy things going on with Love and Hip Hop, man. That you be like, man, these reality shows, they really do this on these reality shows, man. Did he really marry this girl on this reality show? And he really married her.
Which one is this? Peter Gunn?
Huh?
You talking about Peter Gunn?
Yeah, Peter Gunn's really married the lady, man. And, man, he ain't no different than Rat Face. Stevie J?
I think they designed him to be the new Stevie J. Because they didn't bring Stevie J back to this joint. So I think they designed him to be the Stevie J of New York.
Yeah, you're
what
right.
You because his role is the same thing as, like you just said, I agree with you, Russ. His role is the same thing as Stevie J, like, you know?
That one is in Atlanta and one is in New York, but his role is the same role. He came in, to be truthful with you, on like the same thing, B. He came in like on the same thing. Yeah, he was helping your man Dollars, and then next you know, soon his role came in. This is what he did, the same thing.
The same exact.
That's what he did.
And then you work with the girl you start messing with. See, now that one thing about it, where that part about the game gives the like you know, people think that that's what hip hop is about. Like some producers can't get trusted. It makes women think like they got to sleep with the producer. You know?
Yes.
That's the kind of thing that kind of gives off, and it's really not like that. There's a lot of girls that don't sleep with producers. Some girls that's willing to do it to him, but there's a lot of girls that don't sleep with their producer or mess with their producer. In those two cases, the dudes end up with the girls. But I think it was, I think when you go on Love and Hip Hop and you're going to break up with your baby moms like that, that's a hard thing to do, you know? I don't even think it was easy for him. I think that's some shit that, you know, later on, he even has some guilt in his heart about, you know what I mean? Like, and I think they said he mentioned that a couple of times because, you know, no matter what, that's his, you know, she has kids by him. And even if he's doing this thing, being a man and all that, you know, he probably didn't want her to get hurt at it, you know? Whoever's trying to eat it, take it, have it too. But being on television made things get hotter, whereas opposed, if he wasn't even on television and exposed his life, he might have been mess with the both of them to this very day right now without anybody knowing. So,
Right about that.
But, you know, what else happened in the reunion, man?
Man, one of the girls on there that was a stripper, she had worked up here.
She got to see the one with the short hair.
Yeah. Big body. Short hair. At least I can give it to her. She keeps it real. Maya, Mia, whatever her name is.
Yeah,
she keeps it so real. She raps. To me, he raps better than Erica Sings. That's no lie.
I haven't heard Erica any records. Like, I heard the song. Because remember, they did the song with Erica and her, but then they took it back from Erica and gave it to whatever happened to Homegirl that he was managing, Rich.
Erica beat her up, remember?
I don't remember Erica beating up the other girl that Rich was managing. Remember the other girl he came in managing?
Hey, that's true. I don't remember.
She beat up another girl. She didn't beat up what's her name?
And then Peter Guns, he got the nerve to do a little performance. I mean, like, he need to give it up. He need to give it up. Him and Wifey doing performances and everything.
I liked him better, man. I thought he had a better image when he was playing the father role in the reality show to his son, Corey Guns. You know, it was another show, and his son was it, and I thought he was playing the reality role to his son, Corey Guns. So it's like, but a lot of people were saying that he still wanted to have the title. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got a song with his wife, and she there playing oh, man, I don't what is Peter Guns doing, D? What are you going to do? What is Peter Guns going to do?
He's trying to get an opportunity, Bebo. You know, to be honest with you, they had about two records. They had probably one of the hottest records in the game at that year when they was that Uptown Baby. When it was hot. You know? Uptown Baby. That joint set a whole movement, like, and especially in the Bronx, it set a whole movement with Bronx hip-hop. Because, you know, you had Fat Joe and them come and be, you know, doing dropping fat joints behind them. And you had so many groups at that time when they had the Uptown Baby dropping joints, you know, and that's when they had this, you know, but also that whole sex, money, murder movement was moving heavy, too, back then, you know what I mean? So it was like, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Peter Guns, he's trying, you know what I'm saying? He's trying, but, you know, I think for the relationship part, you know, when we do these reality TV shows, it's very hard, man, because, you know, your life is exposed. Now he's married to this girl. He got his ex-girl on there. He got his wife performing. And, you know, he could lose a lot behind that because his sons may not, you know. His sons are going to be mad, you know.
Yeah.
His sons. You know, because that's their mom, you know, and as when they get older, this is on television and it's on the internet, so, you know, things stay forever, and the older they get, you know, they peep out, oh, let's go check out dad, you know, probably they want to go check out dad and mom back in the day on the reality TV show. The reality TV show is basically that, you know, dad really kind of shitting on mom, you know, and even though that happens a lot, but you won't notice it, but, you know, kids usually don't get to see that part of a relationship, if mom cheat on dad, if dad cheat on mom, however it go. Kids don't know, they just know their parents have arguments, and that's how it breaks up. But that's something that they're going to see on television when they get a little older and say, yo, dad, you married another lady or mom's like that, she found out this way and that way. I think that's a hard thing, and I think he's struggling with that on the low, even though he ain't showing anybody, but any man would struggle with that, you know? If he really cared about his kids. If he had any really care in his heart about his kid's mother, he's struggling with it. I know girls are like, oh, he's a hero. Nah, deep down inside, you know, he got to be thinking like, yo, I really effed up, man. I don't know where I let my, you know, I ran with different things, you know? And,
you're
going to find out.
But on another lighter note,
yes, sir.
You know, Whitney Houston's mom is mad at her granddaughter for getting married, right? Bobby Christina,
well,
right?
Married her brother. Didn't she marry her stepbrother?
She married her stepbrother.
Okay, go ahead.
And the mom is mad about it, but you know, like she said, yo, she get to do whatever she want to do, man. The girl is grown, man. It's messed up that she got mad, but hey, she got to learn from her mistakes, man. She got to learn from her mistakes, man. What do you feel about it? I mean, she got a nice engagement ring over here, I must say that. The ring is a...
I don't know, Russ. You know?
Yeah. After seeing them on a reality show, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can say I agree with that part of the game. You know what I'm saying? I agree with
that
part.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you listen to your boy Drinks on Russ over on Beach 2 Radio. When we come back after a little bit of music, we can do a little bit of – what drinks I got up in here tonight? I got some Ciroc drinks up in here, some Ciroc drink recipes I'm going to give away. I also got some Bacardi rum, old-fashioned rum. I got a Bacardi mojito. I got a Bacardi Jungle Bird that I'm going to be giving away tonight. Yeah, we're going to do it lightly with some Bacardi and everything. And I also got some Patron drinks that I'm going to be giving out tonight. Mm. Well, you know how we do it, dude, man. We're going to do entertainment. We're going to laugh and joke and have a good time. Hey, what's up with you? What did you do over the weekend, man? Because you were supposed to come to the Super Bowl party I was at. You never showed up, but we had a nice time.
Well, you know, I'm in the process of moving, Russ, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm just trying to get everything together, man. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, my family. We were trying to, we was hunting for a family pet to move into the new apartment with us, you know, a little puppy. My little son wants a puppy. And we was, you know, we was just trying to check out something. And I actually just found me a nice little Akita puppy, show quality champion bloodline that I'm thinking about ordering. Matter of fact, I just actually reserved it, and probably going to go up there next Saturday after next and go pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Just make the house a little more friendlier for it. But, yo, I'm feeling good, man, I definitely wanted to come to the game and all that, but I actually was moving furniture. I was watching the game, like moving. I was watching the game in one apartment and jumping on the U-Haul truck. And my man got the little TV joint in his hand, and we looking at it on the little TV joint. And then I get back in the house, take a few seconds and watch it on TV while before we take some more stuff out and do it like that. That's actually how I've been doing it, you know. So it's like I didn't really get a chance to see the Super Bowl the way I wanted to, but I did see every time I did see something, it was Seahawks clipping the air, getting a touchdown.
Yeah.
All I got to see was touchdown.
Yeah, that's all I got
Touchdown, fumbles, and interceptions. That's all I've seen. I ain't seen the Broncos. You know, you expect to see two championship teams. All right, I understand you might get beat by 3 points, 10 points, 14 points, two touchdowns. Some games, even 21 if it's a good game. This was the first Super Bowl that I ever been. Well, you know, there's been a lot of blowouts, but dudes even in other blowouts scored more than this.
Yeah,
when they got that one touchdown, it was like, whatever. What the hell are y'all going to do now? You know what I mean? They got that one touchdown. It was already like 5 touchdowns down now.
Yeah, you're right. It's not they could do.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing they could do after that. After those touchdowns, nothing they could do. Nothing they could do, Scoot.
It was like they kicked the ball off and homeboy ran it back.
What was up with that offside kick? That offside kick didn't make no sense to me. That offside kick, it makes no sense to me. Then, if y'all going to do an offside kick, y'all supposed to at least hold them. Y'all couldn't even hold them. So what was the purpose of the offside kick?
Yeah. That's true. You know what I don't like about the Love and Hip Hop thing? They put too much makeup on everybody. The reunion.
They have to.
Everybody is mad.
Sure.
But she broke up with Peter Guns, I heard, right?
Huh?
Did she break up with Peter Guns, the wife?
Nah, she hit Peter Guns off with the pregnancy test. She pregnant, B.
Well, that's his wife now, so he should have known she was going to get pregnant.
Yeah, he should have known that, right?
Yeah.
He should have known.
I can't read his pockets, but he's probably real love with them because, you know, it's not like he's like Pharrell or Jay-Z or anything, you know what I'm saying? He's probably getting a little paper now with this joint, but he's been off the market for a little bit, but he's probably been doing some little ends and things to keep his joint pumping in the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's not like I just think she's gold digging the kid, or the kid is, you know, because it's not like he's heavy hoe is known to be rich like that. If he is rich, he's rich on the low. You know, he might, you know, you'd be everybody looking like street money thousandaires and all that, but, you know, he's not known to be like Jay-Z and them, so I don't see her really, like some people say, oh, she's just trying to get a career. Nah, they both is in a position to help each other right now when it comes to career. She ain't carrying him and he ain't carrying her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He actually got the ring on hand to open the door because he has had a hit record before. And I don't know. He just turned himself in. You know, people was highly favored of Peter Guns, you know, when he was on the other show because he was a pops, concerned about his son and the hip-hop game. And even though him and his son bump heads, you know you do that with your son, especially when your son is that age and he's 27 years old trying to do his rap career. But he was, and you know, he was definitely trying to be in Shorty Wop's life. He was definitely going hard for Shorty and trying to make sure he cleared the wolves on him. So people was like supporting Peter Guns after that. But, man, he took himself down like 2-3 notches with this joint, this marriage joint. I don't know.
That's true. That's true. And, oh, another thing that I wanted to talk about. You know Nelson Mandela just now passed away at the age of 95, right? And I just now saw an article that Nelson Mandela leave $4.1 million estate to his family and staff, but his third wife, Winnie Mandela, she ain't getting none of the money.
There's something about him and Winnie, man, that was deep. Didn't Winnie get locked up when he came out of jail? Didn't he get her locked up?
No. Well, when he was in jail, he was married to Winnie. And then she ended up going to jail for different other reasons and trying to do the same thing he was doing. Then she got caught with other things. But then when he came out, he divorced her 2 years later. But they had kids together. He left his kids over $300,000 each, left his grandkids money, left one of his kids by her. He left them the house that he passed away in and everything like that. He gave cooks $30,000 to $50,000. He gave people that took care of him $3,000 to $9,000, different nurses and everything. But he left the majority of his money to his kids and his grandkids.
Wow. That's a story that I wonder if we ever I haven't seen the movie, but I wonder, do the movie touch up on, because, you know, the movie just touching up on his life, but I would love to see a movie about him and Winnie Mandela, you know, the trials and their life, something that focused on their life, because I always felt it was something strange between them.
Yeah.
You know, she fought like a strong sister, stood by her man back, but when he came out, it just seemed like everything changed between them.
And, you know, he wrote books and everything. He wrote children's stories, and, you know, he won the Nobel Peace Prize and everything. So, you know, he left his family straight. He left his family really, really good, man. Wow, he left his family good.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, once again, it's DJ Big Stu with your man Drinks on Russ on Monday Madness.
We going to get into 33 minutes of nonstop funky music, man. You ready, Russ?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready when you are, man.
Let's get into it. This is Beach Through Radio. Y'all know how we do it. We for the stars, baby.
Block Club DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
This is your girl Ely, and I'm up in the mix with DJ Big Two.
DJ Hollywood, I think we got one, baby. Bands. Let go.
I got bands all in my pockets. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. Bands a nigga pop heavy. Bad bitch, Holly Berry. Got shooters round me like extra heavy. With a 9-nickel or a Eagle Dazzy. Violating that 20 racks. Shooters right for your pillow at. Foreign cars, yeah, we pushing that. And them bad bitches, we used to that. Rollie on me, Versace on me. We popping bottles, got paper on me. Big Stu, yeah, that's the homie. Young Fresh, yeah, that's the roadie. 20 racks, 30 racks, 40 racks, my paper stack. Baby girl, she loving that. So every time she throw it back. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching.
watchin', niggas watchin', motherfuckers they think.
From the hood to the trap, there we at. Caught a few balls, throw a few stacks. Make a rain, no drizzle, shorty like that. Twerk that thing, girl, ass so fat. Shake that thing, girl, once it clap. Eye contact, gotta look it back. Put her in a whip, take out a trap. South Beach flow, let her relax. Rodeo drive, let her see them palm trees. That Cali Kush, she smoking that good weed. She upgraded, I'm one of the greatest. I got bands in my pocket, girl, I ain't nothing to play with.
I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the block.
My neighbors waking up at the crack of dawn. I remember from the block it was a crack of thumb. Now I'm riding guineas through my neighborhood. I told my little kids that it's all good. $1 million stashed in the hideaway. The Lamborghini call it bitch to get away.
Quarter, let the jury watch.
Do a lucky man, but you do not understand. Just take it. forget it, nah. I don't wanna be a lover, she don't wanna be my lady. She be with them stars, sounding in my ear. Everywhere she goes, money in the bank. And she, I didn't know she bad, she won't buy the shit. Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. They throw all that money, them hottest. She just want the money, man. Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. She work for all that money, them hottest. She just want the money. Money, 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 money. I just wanna dance, I just wanna change. Take you out on shopping spree, spend a lot of romance. Popping on them bands, you popping that. Making all that money, girl, living life too fast. You party every night, you and all your friends. Kissing in the club, posting pics on Instagram. Do not understand, the same. I love the same, you just entertain it. Don't you forget it, I don't wanna be your lover. She don't wanna be my lady. Too busy with and stars, down in my age. And everywhere she goes, they dropping out that paper. She, I didn't know she bad when she walk by, they say. Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. They throwing all that money, honey. She just want the money, man. Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. She work for all that money, honey. She just want the money.
Cause I be on her Facebook writing to every comment, checking on her statuses and liking every picture. But I swear, his only like that cause I miss ya. But fuck the pictures on your wall, let's go to my crib, I got your pictures on my wall. She wants space, I scream wait, you don't understand my point of view. I'm your biggest fan girl, I'm more than just in love with you. If anything was perfect, she would be that. I sit and watch her hide her imperfections when I peek at her in her intimate moments. So I know every button I can press to get you into this moment. How I love you kinda get to your donut. But it's okay, you lock your crib, I break in and we call it role play. Love her to death, ain't no use in trying to fight it. Cause I swear I'll trace her every steps and show up uninvited. Just to
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair.
Okay. Oh.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. 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 Okay.
I can't
can't lie, that's my baby and I'm on it. But she blocked me from Facebook so I can't see her comments. I can't check her statuses and I can't like her pictures. But it's cool cause I just follow her on Twitter. Yeah, I ain't that ordinary nigga. And it's kinda loving her, never let up. Shit, look at all the time I spend with her. I watch her while she's sleeping, I'll be gone before she gets up. Show me a loving that's this strong. Every moment of her life is like my favorite sitcom. Oh, and she the star of every show I see. She turned me on, I nearly calm when she approaching me. Reckless, I'm obsessed with making her my possession. Baby, I'm so addicted, I may need an intervention. I wait at the intersection for our lives to cross. So, bitch, I know your schedule like your shit is a talk. So let me lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair. Run between your thighs, girl, I know you like it there.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay.
DJ.
Street Empire.
Special.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. All I do is fuck around and play, and play, and play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You acting like the shit I do don't faze ya. I guess you like the way that I take care. And you think every turn that's only fair. I can't resist a freak hoe or a groupie. Especially when I'm high on that ooey. And when you mix that nouveau with some gooey. The combination makes me wanna do me. And you say you not often that concerned. But I know my shit's getting on your nerves. And inside of your heart it really burns. So if you let that's something I deserve. See by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play, and play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
See, all I do is fuck around and play. You say the shit I do ain't really major. But what goes down, I know you unaware. I do it cause my love for you ain't there. Ain't nothing good that you could ever tell me. Ain't no dream in this world that you can sell me. You always pulling down my pants so you can smell me. And when you do that, then you know this is unhealthy. So baby, won't you go on your way? Girl, it's best you turn away. Cause you you know I ain't gon' change. I know it hurts, but you were here one day.
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play, play, play. I'ma fuck around and play, play. All I'm gonna do is play, play. Girl, you fucking with her. Play. I'ma fuck around and play, play. All I'm gonna do is play, play. Girl, you fucking with her. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Make my bread, live my life.
Why would you want me if I play? Cause all I'm gonna do is
play. See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play, you forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
Play, play.
Baby,
I'm
back to the
Maybach music.
Hey, DeMar, we got another one.
DJ
MMG AWEHSC. Turn up.
The hit makers back.
Tell me if it's me, girl. Is it all a dream?
Is you perfect, girl?
Are you just for me?
From your lips to your fingertips,
you worth it, girl.
Oh, you best believe.
All I wanna see in you.
Just let me put my love on you.
And when we touch lips, I grab you by the waist.
Incredible moments when we're standing face to face.
There ain't no one around to judge us.
Close your eyes, girl, just focus.
I'm about to take you to another place.
Come and do me right,
yeah, yeah.
No need to rush, we got all night.
We can take our time. I ain't tripping, girl, I had it on my mind.
When I'm kissing you down, oh yeah,
I'm throwing your clothes.
Some pretty brown eyes, some sexy little thighs, intelligent conversation, want a sophistication.
Goddamn,
looking like a bag of money. It's a stick up girl, and I want all
your love. When we touch lips, I grab you by the waist.
Incredible moments when we're standing face to face.
There ain't no one around to judge us.
Close your eyes, girl, just focus.
I'm about to take you to another place.
What's going on? What's going on with the world today? It's Beast Through Radio. I'm in the building. My man Drinks on Russ is in the building. The world is in the building. We just had Medallion in the building. Definitely going to get into some gossip, man. You know what I'm saying right now? We definitely got to hit you with some entertainment news. Then Russ is going to come and hit y'all with some the latest drinks. Y'all know how we do it. Then we're going to hit you back again with some nonstop. Then we're going to hit you nonstop back again with some hot music. We got rumors that Kim Kardashian, well, you know, she thought she was working for the Vogue magazine. She was swearing to God she's going to be on the cover of Vogue magazine, but this just came out. Despite the rumors running rampant in Hollywood that Kim Kardashian is currently working on a photo shoot for Vogue, a magazine insider has revealed to Radar.com that is simply not true, and Kanye's fiance still won't be gracing the cover of the fashion magazine anytime soon. The rumors began on Sunday night when Gigi reported that the Keeping Up with Kim Kardashian star's 32 was in the midst of a photo shoot for a long debated cover over Vogue. They're in LA shooting it right now. A source was quoted as saying, but a high-placed publisher inside a dish to Radar, the rumors about Kim shooting the U.S. Vogue cover are not true. As Radar previously reported, Wes has been absolutely determined to persuade the powerful Vogue editor Anna Wintour to put his reality star fiance on the pages of the high-class magazine publication. Despite the hip-hop rumors and the hip-hopper's considerable star power, Anna has remained typically aloof, and Kanye's constant advances office actually upsets her, says sources of Radar. That's crazy, right?
Yep, that's crazy, man. Word.
Now, I don't know how true it is, but that's what's up there. But what you drinking, Russ? What's popping?
Nothing. Some drinks on Russ and Beach Stew Radio. Please drink responsibly. Excuse me, Stu, I had to sneeze. Excuse me about that. I had to sneeze.
God bless you.
What are we going to do tonight? Hey, what are we going to do tonight, Stu? I'm going to do two Bacardi drinks real quick. I'm going to do two Bacardi drinks real quick, and I'll probably do one Patron drink. All right?
Okay. Yep. Let's do it.
Created in 1978 in a bar here in Harlem, New York, the Jungle Bird is an exotic drink that was made back in blues days. It has a slight rated breed. It welcomes and appeals at a cocktail bars in New York, and look no further for the refreshing way to start the night off. You will need Bacardi, selective rum, Sprite, soda, lime juice, pineapple juice, and simple syrup. It takes 2 ounces of Bacardi selected rum. It takes 1 ounce of pineapple juice, and it takes a splash of lemon juice, and you're going to top it off with Sprite soda and from Drinks on Russ and Beast Food Radio, please drink responsibly. That was the first drink up for the night, right? Second drink up for the night, depending on who you believe, the mojito either comes from the Spanish word mojo, which means wet, or the African word mojito, which means to cast a spell. Anybody who knows, even test one, will agree that it's the French chilling, fine belling, an equal mass drink a mojito, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This also is made with Bacardi, rum. You will need a lime wedge, fresh mint, a little sugar cube, soda water, and club soda. Regular ingredients, all right?
Mm-hmm.
3 ounces of rum, right? You're gonna add the sugar cube. First, you're gonna add the sugar cube. Then you're gonna add the rum. Break the sugar cube up a little bit. Then you're gonna add the club soda and the soda water. And then you're gonna top it off with a lime wedge. But I gave this drink out before, and it was kind of best that you do, like, mash up a little bit of the fresh mint leaves. Mash up a little bit of that and put that in the bottom first as you mash that up. So when you add the juice, the taste of the smell and the taste of the mint will come out, all right? From Drinks on Russ and B2 Radio, please drink responsibly, all right? You'll find all this stuff up on my page, up on Russ Haywood, up on Facebook. You'll find the ingredients up on my Instagram page and my Twitter page, which is Drinks on Russ, all right?
Yes.
Stu,
yes,
I did two of them, right? I did two of them. I wanted to do one more, but I wanted to tell you something, too. You know, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration just now approved a pill, and it's a camera in the pill, and it's supposed to screen colon cancer. Did you hear about that? It's supposed to screen colon
cancer? No, I did not.
Well, you know how everybody takes the colon cancer test? They got to stick that thing up you. And you can't eat like 8 hours, and they stick like 4 feet of that thing up in your tubes and everything, and your intestines and everything, to make sure that everything is okay up there.
Mm-hmm.
Stu, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, you ain't say nothing. Okay, you ain't say nothing. Well, the Food and Drug Administration cleared the device for patients, and it's a camera-sized pill that you can swallow, and as you swallow it, it takes pictures like every second as it's going down to your stomach and everything, and it's supposed to take pictures of your whole inside and everything like that, and they just now gave it the okay for it. And the same company, I don't know what's going on now. Okay, the same company that got the okay from the Food and Drug Administration to do this, they is the same one that made something, a closed cabinet that goes into your small intestines. That's the same company. So, you know how, well, I never had it done to me, but I know people that have done it. You know, men get that colon test, right?
Yeah.
Stu?
The men get the colon cancer, they stick it in deep.
Okay, cool. You get it at the age of what, like 40 to 45, you get that test done somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Or is it like 45, 50 years old, you got to be to get that test.
45, 50. They say when you get 50, but some people do it at 45.
Okay. Well, it will help screen your colon and everything like that. And you know when people get that test done, you know you always got to have somebody with you to help you walk out the hospital, because they say that after a while you can't walk when you start doing that. You understand what I'm saying? So now that we have this little small device, it's really good. After 8 hours, you're supposed to use the bathroom and it'll come out of you and it could be reused and everything like that. So it's real good, man. Word, it's real good that they got that, man.
Huh? How much is it going to cost? How much is it going to cost?
Oh, no. It ain't of how much it's going to cost because, you know, your medical coverage covers it. Medical coverage covers the colon test and everything like that.
Okay.
Right. So it ain't something that you would have to pay for yourself. More than likely, your insurance pays for this.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Well, that's what's up, man. Word up. That's what's up, man.
No, I was just telling you that. I know you probably got some more news or some more interesting things to tell us.
Oh yeah, we got some birthdays too. We got some birthdays. Today is Sean Kingston's birthday. What is it? Today is February 3rd, 2014. Today is Sean Kingston's birthday. Today is Daddy Yankee's birthday. In 1995, the Space Shuttle Discovery launched with the first female pilot, Miss E. Collins. And I want to see what you're going to do, and then I guess we could play some more music and come back and do what we do.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, about ready to drop a new mixtape for you rappers out there that got some joints out there. Definitely follow us at Big Stu Radio. And definitely send me your music at djbigstu@yahoo.com. And I'm looking for some joints to put on my next new mixtape. You know my joints be bumping. And if I really like your joint, man, we'll bring you here on the show, do an interview with you, talk to you, and talk about your joint, and definitely put you on the mixtape. You know what I mean? So this is definitely for the cats out there that got some fire. Me and Russ going to judge your joint and be like, yo, this joint fire? All right, this joint is fire. It's definitely going on the mixtape. That's one thing. And we will be doing showcases, me and Russell. You know what I mean? We got the nice big showcase that's going to be going on real soon. We're about ready to get y'all more information on that. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that so y'all can be on the showcase, which is probably going to have the judges from the industry, a lot of industry execs there. And we're definitely going to put the Block Club DJs up in there so your music is going to get to a lot of DJs that can play your joints. So we're going to do a lot of big things, man. And also, me and Russ will start bringing out the cameras. We're going to start doing the television thing again and making sure that y'all tune in. And we're going to keep y'all updated on that. And we'll probably be on television maybe twice a month, you know what I'm saying, to the local public access cable networks. And we're definitely going to do our thing, man. So make sure y'all understand that.
We're supposed to be Skyping this show one day out of the week, like letting Skype call us.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be Skype callers one day out of the week, and we're going to actually be where you can see us in the station, in the studio, rocking. And so we got a lot of big things going on for 2014. We got a lot of guests coming through, a lot of new music that we're going to play all the time. Like I said, once again, follow us at Beast Through Radio. Follow Russ at Drinks on Russ at Twitter. Is that what it is, brother? You know, Russell has slipped away. Russell's just looking at me like, I think his headphones came out. But anyway, once again, this is DJ Big Stu, man, and I want y'all to recognize, man, like my man Russ always say, drink safely. We got a lot of good things. Once again, we want to thank the homie Medallion for being on the show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Legends Mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Giving you another shout out. They're the homies over there. Shout out to all the people on Facebook. If you want to follow DJ Big Stu personally, you can follow me at Kev Stu, DJ Big Stu. You can follow me like that. And you can follow Russell. Russ, I think, what's your Twitter, Russ?
Drinks on Russ.
Drinks on Russ. His headphones was out for a second, but his headphones is back in, people. Drinks on Russ. You can go to Twitter and follow Russ at Drinks on Russ. You can hit us up at Beast Stu Radio on Facebook. You can hit us up at Drinks on Russ at Facebook. And you can also hit me up personally at
at Kev Stu. That's DJ Big Stu. You will see me with the Block Club DJ logos right behind me. And you can hit me up, our friend, everybody. I like to get friends. So come on up and friend me, man. That's how we do
it. And you can call in right now at 914-338-1685.
Russ loves speaking to the world, so if you feel like you want to talk to my man Drinks on Russ, you got something to say to Russ, man, come on, call in, man. We here.
914-338-1685.
They saying the Big Puff, man, they saying he closed down the Bad Boy, man. Do you think that's true?
He shut down the whole Bad Boy thing?
Yeah, they saying that. They saying because, the new, it's been...
So let me ask you a question. Where Red Cafe is going? Who they signed to?
Puff had, that's probably whoever Puff had his distribution, joint there. You know what I'm saying? Whoever he had distribution to, Arista, Atlantic, whatever, I'm pretty sure they picked up the artist. Puff is a businessman. Puff done made it where, if dudes record, because if he stop, if dudes record, he going to make some money. Puff ain't a fool like that. You know what I mean? Puff don't play those games. Puff is making sure he be up in your contract. So, I can see him doing that. Basically, his television station, they say he's concentrating, but I don't know if it's true because I think it's just a rumor. I think people are just trying to say that maybe his TV joint is doing a little good. But if so, and he's taking the time out just to concentrate on television, maybe the television station may be a full-service entertainment station and might put out some albums, That could be the case, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Could be putting out music on Revolt Entertainment.
Yeah, you're right. And
he joined the ranks of Oprah Winfrey and a lot of other people who joined channels, so you got to give Puffy props for that. He's a hip-hop artist that got his own channel, so you got to give him props for that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I hear you. Okay. And, Vibe Cartel, I was listening to stations over in Jamaica and everything like that, and they got Vibe Cartel locked up, and now they got him locked up on some new charges of murder and everything.
Yeah. Huh? Well,
they
were saying he was murdering dudes before.
Yeah, but now they got him now.
Vibe Cartel, he was beefing with his former partner. They was going through something. Homeboy felt threatened. Homeboy went and said that Vibes and the boys came at him. Homeboy had a whole bunch of stuff on YouTube. I forget his name, but he had a whole bunch of stuff on YouTube going against Vibe. And that was his manager or producer or something. So, Vibe come, he's like the reggae artist with drama,
Yeah, well, now they got something new on him now. And I may talk about it, but you could go ahead and play the music and do what you do.
Well, go ahead. Let's talk about it before we go. We got a little few minutes before we go.
Nah. Go ahead. You can play the music because I want to use the bathroom anyway.
I want to use the bathroom. Once again, party people in the place to be. This is Beef Stew Radio. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it. We got 33 minutes left to the show, and we're going to keep the music nonstop for y'all because that's what we do. We always give y'all new music. Russ, ever to go into the bathroom, you want to tell the world anything before we get up out of here? Obviously
Ghetto
not.
Boys Unsung. It's on.
Ghetto Boys Unsung. Oh, the Ghetto Boys Unsung, folks. So all you people... After the show, you want to go rewind, go look at Ghetto Boys Unsung, and see the story of little Bushwick Bill, Scarface, the homies. And once again, man, tune in tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? We got Arch the Dog coming through all the way from Mexico. That's going to be real hot, another hot international show. Me and Russ will be in the building.
We're going to have a great week, man. It's a great week, great time. It's snowing in New York, man, for you people that don't know. It's snowing all over the place. But it's snowing. We have a snowstorm. It looks really – yo, we've been having so much snow, it's crazy. But it's crazy out in New York right now in the snow, too, for you people that don't know. All right? So, once again, it's Beef Stew Radio, man. We up in the building. Y'all have a good time. I don't know what I want to do, man. Russ just threw me off, man, with, you know, asking me what I want to do because, you know, I be Russ run the show, you know what I mean? So, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I'm going to do something, man. I'm going to get into my main man, Ray Vaughn, looking like a model. Then we're going to get into some more music, baby. It's Beastly Radio. Y'all know how we do it.
To the flow,
drop. Ooh, baby girl, you know that I want it. Bring that ass to me, girl, and
drop it to the flow.
All that ass in them jeans, girl,
drop it to the flow.
The way you move around and wiggle with it,
drop it to the flow.
Hey,
drop it to the flow.
Hey, girl, you know
flow.
That you can throw that ass on me, yeah.
Drop it to the flow.
Ain't gotta ask, just gon' get it.
Drop it to the flow.
Cause I like the way you're twerking it.
Drop it to the flow.
Hey,
drop it to the flow.
Hey,
drop it to the flow.
Yeah. Drop it down low with it. You know I want it, girl. Oh, you wanna be a badass. Turn around and make that badass. The way you working for the money roll, I'm looking at
the baddest in the building. And I know that I want it, so you gotta come on and get it. And the niggas that I look at, tell them to hold them pennies for that drink and that ass, girl. You working with plenty. You know when you work that pole, girl, you got my head spinning around. You know you working it the right way. So glad I came here on a Friday. I thought you said you like it my way. She brought it down lower when she heard me say,
drop, 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 drop,
drop to the flow.
Drop, 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 drop. Ooh, baby girl, you know that I want it. Bring that ass to me, girl, and
drop it to the flow.
All that ass in them jeans, girl,
drop it to the flow.
The way you move around and wiggle with it,
drop it to the flow.
Hey,
drop it to the flow.
Hey, you know that you can throw that ass on me, yeah.
Drop it to the flow.
Ain't gotta ask, just gon' get it.
Drop it to the flow.
Cause I like the way you're twerking it.
Drop it to the flow.
Hey.
Drop it to the flow.
Hey.
Drop it to the flow.
Hey.
I don't care who's looking at me. The way I react to the booty clapping. Girl, you know what's gon' happen.
You make a nigga go hard. Oh yeah, you make a nigga go hard. Ooh, you make a nigga go hard.
All night, throwing up this money. Got my niggas to my right. Nigga, we been on, yeah. Nigga, we been on, yeah. We been on, yeah. Okay, I'm getting high in this bitch. I'm on Mars in this bitch. I'm taking shots in this bitch. Call that all net in this bitch. I got my red cup in this bitch. Yeah, I'm turned up in this bitch. I say fuck your dress code. I got my J's on in this bitch. I'm ballin' hard in this bitch. Call my A's gang to this bitch. And I would take your girl, but I got the bad chick in this bitch. And I got her up all night, fucking her to my love song. She know all my love song. Smoke song.
It ain't nothing but cigars. Audemars. Got too many foreigns. You need a passport to walk in my garage. It ain't nothing, nigga. Ain't nothing, nigga. Take a lifetime to spend money this long. Nigga, we been on.
Nigga, we been on. We done came up from them red cups to them gold bottles. Living on islands caked up,
It ain't nothing, nigga. Ain't nothing, nigga.
Stunting on niggas and taking they bra. Okay, you know that we be in the club all night.
All night.
Throwing up this money. Got my niggas to my right.
My right.
Throwing up this money. Yeah, these bitches know what I like.
I like.
All about my money.
Money.
Gotta get this money.
Money.
What you talking about, nigga? We been on. Yeah. Nigga, we been on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, we been on, yeah.
And up.
We been on, yeah.
Spit out your nigga.
Flamed up in this bitch.
Aye.
Turned up in this bitch.
Aye.
GT, gold bottles, make it rain up in this bitch.
Aye.
Rich gang up in this bitch.
Aye.
Them things up in this bitch.
Aye.
Five star, high life, she get a flight straight to some dick.
Aye.
That tall model's my bitch.
Aye.
G5 for long trip.
Aye.
Nicki Minaj, Paris Hilton, like five up in this bitch.
Aye.
AP, a new whip.
Aye.
Jets moving them bricks.
Aye.
Show niggas how to flip, honey. Italian on
it
my
ain't
shit.
Nothing but cigars. Audemars. Got too many foreigns. You need a passport to walk in my garage.
It ain't nothing, nigga.
Ain't nothing, nigga. Take a lifetime to spend money this long. Nigga, we been on.
Nigga, we been on. We done came up from them red cups to them gold bottles. Living on islands caked up,
It ain't nothing, nigga. Ain't nothing, nigga.
Stunting on niggas and taking they bra. Okay, you know that we be in the club all night.
All night.
Throwing up this money. Got my nigga to my right.
My right.
Throwing up this money. Yeah, these bitches know what I like.
I like.
All about my money.
Money.
Gotta get this money.
Money.
What you talking about, nigga, we been on, yeah. Nigga, we been on, yeah. Nigga, we been on, yeah. We been on, yeah.
Rich gang.
I can't fuck with broke hoes. T-shirt white is yeah, yo. I pay these hoes no mind. And your hoe on my payroll. I say fuck, nigga, don't say nothing. Fuck nigga, don't say nada. All these niggas full of shit. I just thank God they ain't pinatas. Bitch, I'm too high in this bitch. I'm on shrooms in this bitch. Got a question for Miley. Do you remember our first kiss? Bitches, tune you up in this bitch. AKA two rubbers. Ain't turn it down for nothing. It's nothing.
It ain't nothing but cigars. Audemars. Got too many foreigns, you need a passport to walk in my garage.
It ain't nothing, nigga.
It's not, ain't nothing, nigga.
Ain't nothing.
Take a lifetime to spend money this long, nigga, we been on.
Nigga, we been on. We done came up from them red cups to them gold bottles. Living on islands caked up,
It ain't nothing, nigga. Ain't nothing, nigga.
Stunting on niggas and taking they bra. Okay, you know that we be in the club all night.
This is a Black Banger.
When we played Tangerine School, you wanted to be it. But chasing boys was just a fight. You crossed your heart, you quit. When we played Tangerine School, you wanted to be it. But chasing boys was just a fight. You crossed your heart, you quit. When we played Tangerine School,
entertainment. Rushing the stores. Paul, let him know you're
speaking. Now understand my first name, Paul. Fuck mythical lies, I keep the game zone. Criminal ties, generals die. Lieutenant take over, sending new vibes. Like Bumpy and Harlem, I'm both the starter. Put the cat down and threw my lifestyle between the margins. I'm likely to squeeze pardon. Brother eating or starving low in the seat. Fast eating the carpet. Move a target at this rap market.
I'm like science and math, flying past you at night speed. My eyes are blast. Spit that ass to the white meat, warp speed. Niggas think I'm robbing on beats and I land back in the track on all 4 feet. Think about it. Yeah, I smell you, I think you're fired. Thought you could fuck with the beat. You must be retarded, call your boys. I leave them toe tags and Polaroid. Tap your moms at the funeral, like the water boy.
Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh. Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh. Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh.
Hey yo, Jay the big crazy new flows. Catch me icebergged out with the baby blue bows. K-I-double-S-I. See me in the bubble S-type. Ripping the west side. I got it if you want it. Get sniffed or blunted. And if I get a chick pregnant, it's a brick in the stomach. Because all my niggas hold dough. Imagine me doing a song with y'all cats.
Yo, the reason why niggas say we floss too much. It ain't shit we ever seen that ever cost too much. And it seems to me that y'all niggas lost y'all touch. Who just to get it back? Guess what? Y'all go against us. Cause I'ma die for my team. Drop shines with my team. Lay back, zone the beat. My last team. Chad's hating me. Said he trying to ruin my world. So maids pop my shelves like I was abusing my girl.
Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh. 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 Oh, no, oh, oh, no.
Yo, hey yo, niggas wanna play tough till them niggas duck taped up till money is placed up. Y'all niggas is fake fuck, throwing dirt on my name. Same niggas, we took the train and so came. Look, shit done changed and it's like, oh no. Niggas don't really want the guns to blow. Put 6 feet low, the same shit we do to you, do to your home. Thug down shit, what y'all niggas looking for?
Yo, you see I got guns. Gotta tear you apart. Put your brains on your lap. Put your soul in your heart. In the club, I'm in the crowd. It ain't nothing to me. Chicks wanna touch my dick and my jewelry. And I'm a gangster. I don't wanna shoot no clown. I want some petty shit. I'll tear your poster down. And when I shoot, niggas know I shoot for dead. And I don't care about your vest, cause I hit your head. Oh,
oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh. 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 Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh.
Oh, my, yeah, yeah. You know what this is, man? Yeah, yeah. You know what this is, man? Huh? Yo, yo. You know what this is, man? Yo, yeah. Jay the Kinney, the Lock, Rough Riders, Dog Down, Big Pun, Terror Squad, Andy Martinez,
Like a bartender.
feel good inside. Feel like I put some brand new 24s in a brand new rack. Triple shot of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime. I'm just keeping it real. Baby, still working at the club, so I'm getting in free. Wednesday night, I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three. Every time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me. How do you think I feel? We drunk, got drunk, and now I know she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I winked back, and man, I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
I'm like a bartender,
ooh, be looking for me.
I'm at the bar with her.
Okay.
I'm like a bartender,
yeah, be looking for me. Doing tricks, see we're burnt out. Got a pass in your side, that's empty. Wanting it to be your spot. She on my billboard, fucking act like the charts, looking in the foam top. Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why I don't be by the bar, baby. Looking at you from a distance, looking like a goddamn star, baby. So my girl don't see me, T-Pain, can I get those keys to the car?
Keys to the car.
I go in, bang, bang, boogie. My cutie, and I see you tomorrow. We drunk,
got drunk,
and now I know she thinks I'm cool.
She
gave me a wink, I wink back, and man, I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
I'm at the bartender,
ooh, be looking for me.
I'm at the bar with her,
okay.
I'm the bartender,
yeah, be looking for me.
I'm getting ready to put y'all on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the club, that's woke. Just if he got a fully equipped kid on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch in town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
woke.
Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean,
woke.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like. Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like. Lost the boot shrimp from 2/10 life. Faggy wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like. Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like. Niggas getting both on my block like. Coming home within a half an hour like. Running like they had the manpower like. More or less. More so, I rip your torso, I live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like whoa. My niggas, like dough, like dro, like dro, my flow, like flow, like whoa. East Fame with cocaine, like whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range, like whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes, like whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from this chick, like whoa. Spend a near nigga asshole, like whoa. Team floor switches and bitches, like whoa. 9-9 Jag Benz coupe like whoa. Shoot them cheese lines on your block like whoa. Grenade through your window, bitch, like whoa. Love to see me do this shit like whoa. Niggas put window, bitch, like whoa. Love to see me do this shit like whoa. Niggas put me through this shit like whoa. So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like whoa. And rip the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the pause slow like whoa. My niggas, like go, like bro, nice flow, nice flow, nice clothes, like whoa. We bag it, then flip it, like whoa. Cars we jacket, then strip it, like whoa. Fully equip it, front to back, like whoa. Sitting on fiends that come for crack, like whoa. Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like whoa. Half on his pork, now nigga, that's whoa. Flow so properly, you'll see, I'm whoa. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep, like whoa. Guns be bobbing, B, we creep like whoa. Hear my name in these streets, it's like whoa. Must I pound the concrete like whoa. Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like whoa. Your man ain't the judge ain't COs ain't POs ain't play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. T.I.C. can't ride us, ain't woke. I'll rip your torso, live the fast life. Come through in the park slow like woe. My niggas, light dough, light roll, light roll, my flow, light flow, light roll. Niggas getting money in VA is woe. Honey's looking like an ATL is woe. Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is woe. Niggas taking paper in LA is woe. Niggas stacking dough in DC is woe. PR and DR hold me down like woe. Roll up in Detroit hold me down like woe. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is woe. Walking in Jersey, motherfuckers is woe. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is woe. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is woe. Memphis and Novak, my niggas is woe. Panama niggas, they hold me down like woe. I'm New York people, they hold me down like woe. Bad boy nigga, where we born, we woe. Alumni bitches, where we born, we woe. NTSC, motherfuckers is woe. My nigga fuck out, where we born, he woe. That's how the story goes. Whoever I forgot on this shit. Whoa. Oh man, whoa. Big crazy.
Shout out to her eyeing me.
Valentino.
Thinking about trying me. She want it, she can't take no more. I'm about to take a
fall. Ooh, John, girl, girl. Ooh, John, girl.
They got street porn, street porn,
lock on the DJ.
I'ma have a screaming like go, 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 go. I'ma have a screaming like go, 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 go. I'ma shut it up.
Excuse me, miss, but 60 can take you to my crib, make love on my piano. Yeah, you know me, but shout it from Atlanta. I wanna do some things to you. Touch your body, make you get naughty. Say my name when I beep, beep, beep. We can do it in the coupe or the Jeep, Jeep, Jeep. Cause girl, you know you're turning me on.
Trying me, she looking like she thinking about trying me. She want it, she can't take no more. I'm about to take her to my spot. I'ma get it hot. She gon' turn around and let me beep, 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 beep. She gon' let me beep, 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 beep. I'ma tear it up when I beep, 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 beep.
She gon' let me beep.
She gon' let me beep, 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 beep. I'ma have her screaming like go, 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 go. I'ma have her screaming like go, 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 go. I'ma tear it up.
Got a hole in my condo. I can make it rain, I make you clap for me, drive me crazy. I know you want me, I want you, girl. Tell me, can we kick it tonight? Like camera action, I'll play director. Turn you out, let me sneak a peek. Turn you out on the late night creep. Ain't no playing no games tonight.
She looking like she's thinking about trying me.
No,
she can't take no more.
She like, ah. Young J.O. Let me give her my side of the story. I can tell the way she watching me. She love the way I swag it out. Got enough to go around, I might as well pass it out. Say she like the way I work her out until she passing out. Wanna be with a star, but mama, I'm an astronaut. Let her lick the rapper, I call that the jawbreaker. If her back was the law, they call me a lawbreaker. Love the way she roll the hips, it's like she on the bean. Shot to make her lose her voice like she on the screen machine. She say my Cavalli cologne be turning her on. And she's a fiend cause my black snake be making them moon light. All night we gon' freak, 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 freak. Damn right, damn right.
She looking like she thinking about trying me.
No,
she want it, she can't take
no more.
Go, 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 go,
brain. You know the business.
DJ, DJ.
When he get in them draws, I'ma break you off and fuck you up against the wall. Finna move up in that slot, cause I'm something me not. And he don't know what he got, I'm in the drop top. To get the twat, I got a knot, no more running from the cops. Now I'm rolling with Fox, because the block's hot. But I'm always a G, cause I come from the streets. And I got heat for whoever thinking they want some. No more fucking with the lanes, now you rolling with a thug. So tell a nigga to
don't you know?
your life, it's your life. Your beauty's deep inside, inside you. Don't let them bring you down, no. The beauty is inside you.
Beats suit.